Yes, good morning once again. This is from Jody, and I'd like to welcome you to the Daily Inspiration again once again this morning. Hopefully you've been with us since Sunday here, and we're just taking a look here at being content, what the Bible says about being content, and the challenges that you and I face living here in this world, living in this flesh that we live in, about the contentment that I believe we struggle with and have challenges day by day. And so I'd like to ask ourselves the question, how do we become content? And hopefully you've been thinking about this and looking at the Word of God and seeing what He has to say about it. And just like to mention again how Paul in Philippians 4, he said he learned to be content. And again, I believe that is something that we have to do. We have to learn how to be content, because our flesh will fool us. And our flesh will not be content with the things of this earth. And so we're wanting to renew our minds with the Word of God here and see what He says about that. And we took a look yesterday at some scriptures there in Luke. We saw that John the Baptist was... there were many things he said, but at least to the soldiers, when they asked, "What shall we do?" they demanded of him, saying, "What shall we do?" He gave them some instruction, but he said also to them, "Be content with your wages." Okay, he's saying, "Don't grumble and complain." He wanted them to be content. 1 Timothy chapter 6, we looked at godliness with contentment is great gain, and he also encourages there that with food and clothing, or food and raiment, we should be content therewith. So we're encouraged there to, we're seeing kind of an outline of what God is saying. This is how you're going to get contentment here. You apply these things in your life, it's going to be fulfilling, instead of the way the world looks at it and goes after it. It's never fulfilling. It will never satisfy. And that, again, is God's mercy and His grace to keep us from stumbling and getting in a place where we'll never seek Him. Then we looked at Hebrews chapter 13, and I'd like to go back to that because... We'll be focusing a little bit here on that, and I'd like to begin in verse 1 there, but I'd like to just kind of take a look here at verse 5, okay? And hopefully, like I say, you've been kind of thinking about this. But it says, "Let your conversation be without covetousness." And remember, the conversation there is your mannerism, the way you live out, the life that you have, the style of living. That you are the mode, the style, the manner, and the character of who you are. Let that be without covetousness. And, you know, covetousness is saying, "I want more, I want more." And he says, "And be content with such things as you have." Okay, now so far we've looked at some of these things about encouraging us to be content. Okay, well, that's good to say, but how does that connect in our lives? We can read about that a lot, but we need a little bit of something to grab onto to encourage us. How do we get there? You might have been asking yourself this question: how do I be content? And I believe there's at least a key here for us in verse 5 of Hebrews chapter 13. He says, "And be content with such things as you have." And then, if you'll notice, the very next word, "for." Okay, now this is a very, very key word. It's imperative to see this. "For He hath said," now this is God, "He said, I will never leave thee or forsake thee." Now, at first glance, it might not look like it connects here, but it's very, very important here. This, to me, these are the things that are going to unlock that closed door of contentment for us. He says, "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have, because of this, He has said, I will never leave you nor forsake thee." Now, I want you to think about this. As human beings, we have a dreadful fear of being forsaken. Now, you might not have ever thought of it in that way, but deep down inside, there's something inside of you crying out, "I don't ever want to be forsaken." It's a scary scary. It's a horrible thing. It's something that we wrestle with as humans. We don't want to be forsaken. It's not a fun thing. It's terrible. But way down deep inside, we're all wanting to be accepted, and we want people to accept us. It's a struggle we have. And here God is telling us, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And we're going to look at some scriptures later on, Lord willing, that will kind of show you and express to us in God's word how he's going to come through on his promise there. So I believe that in order to be content with such things that we have, we need to focus on this. And God said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. Now, again, this is one of the most precious promises we have, because if God was to leave us or forsake us, nothing else would matter at that point. We would be in a state of complete fear and confusion, and just it was awful. And I believe one of the greatest punishments in hell, now hell, I believe hell is going to be a place of great torment. There'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. There'll be a fire that doesn't go out. There'll be burning. But there's also going to be the absence of Almighty God. He's going to forsake. And that is, I believe, is going to be the worst thing about hell. God won't be there. His presence will be gone. And we don't know what that's like. But I know it will be awful, completely dreadful. So, but anyways, here he's saying to be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never leave thee or forsake thee. That we need to be able to see the great value in that promise. He'll never leave us or forsake us. Okay? And so as we unfold these scriptures here, I believe it's going to be a key for us to be content. I really do. I know that you probably would have a story of a time maybe that you have felt forsaken. And it's a bad feeling. And I remember one time I was a young man. I was working in a construction crew, and there were several of us there. And the man that we were working for, he was also a young man, probably in his 30s. And, well, he was my boss. And he went to church. He'd invite us to Sunday services from time to time. But his life didn't match up, and I knew there was some struggle there for him. But anyways, he had this profession of his mouth that he was okay, and he went to church regularly, and he let us know that. Well, one day I remember there was a subcontractor that came onto the job. He was an electrician, and he kind of caught the air of where we were as a crew there. He wanted to tell a joke, and it was a joke that was off color. It was not proper. And he asked this question. He said, I have a joke for you. He said, any of you religious here? That was his question. Any of you religious here? And I remember my boss, he pointed me out. He said, he is. And it just struck me at that point. I realized I have been forsaken by this man that was my boss. He, at that point, was saying that I was a religious man and that I probably wouldn't appreciate that joke, but he was exempting himself, and I just remember thinking, wow, this is pretty unusual. This is strange here. He just pointed me out. He forsook me. He's not going to stay with me here. There's a man that went to church and invited us to church, and now he's calling me a religious man, and he's not implying that he is at all. And I don't know if that makes sense to you or not, but I remember feeling so forsaken. I thought, this is awful. But I don't regret it. I thank God that at least there was some reason for him to think that was so. But I wished it would have been different. But anyways, I felt like I was forsaken. And that's just a minor little thing. God is telling us that he will never leave us or forsake us, no matter what. And I'd like to take a look at some scriptures. Maybe, Lord willing, tomorrow we'll take a look at some of those. But I want us to understand that being forsaken, if we really think about it, is something we really dread. And God is saying here that we should be content with such things that we have because, he has said, I will never leave you or forsake thee. So meditate on that. Think about it, what he's saying right there. I think you'll be blessed. And like I say, Lord willing, we'll look at some scriptures to show that God will not leave us or forsake us. So there are some conditions there, of course. But God is faithful. And as we look to Him, we are going to find that He truly will never leave us or forsake us. And if we were ever forsaken, we'd feel quite undone, I'm sure. And it's a miserable place to be. We don't have to. We can cling to the promises of God. We can stay into the place of blessing as we look to Him and let Him be Lord of our lives. He's going to bless us with His presence. And I know that you'll be able to relate to that as you look and seek for Him. And I believe you're on the phone listening today because you're seeking the Lord, because you want to have that blessing of God. And so I encourage you, continue on in that. Keep seeking the Lord. Keep your focus on Him. The things of this world will never, ever satisfy. They just won't. There'll always be this little crying, nagging in your heart, just a little bit more. Just a little bit more, and I'll be happy. But I want to challenge you this morning. Have you ever been satisfied there? Have you ever just gotten a little bit more and you said, okay, I am satisfied? I would dare to say that you have not. But I trust that, again, that's because it's God's mercy and He wants us to be content in Him. So, I believe, again, that we can have this blessed contentment as we let Him be our portion and our inheritance. He's the one that will fulfill that desire in our hearts to be content. It's through Jesus Christ, our Savior, and seeking first His kingdom, His righteousness. He's never going to leave us or forsake us, and we'll take a look at that, Lord willing. And I trust that as we do, we're going to learn how to be content the way the Bible speaks about it. God bless you today, and I trust that the Lord will meet with you today and bless your day, and seek first His kingdom and His righteousness. Be of good courage and fight the good fight of faith. God bless you.